Right, I'm delighted to say I'm sitting here with Mark Crawford from the Consumer Council. We're going to be talking about gas and electricity tariffs. Yeah, you know, we've been talking about all the things under the sun. This is about all the tariffs. There's been a change in tariffs. I know, because I got my letter through the post, and I guess probably most other people have got letters through the post saying the cost of electricity and gas and so on is going up.
I would say that's the case, Mike. Most people have disappointingly received them. A letter in the post advising them that a lot of the electricity and gas tariffs are going up effective from the 1st of October, which ironically is bringing us into the winter period when most people will start to use more energy in the household. So it's not ideal.
Is this them just clubbing together saying, oh, right, we'll all do it by so much amount and then we've got them all over a barrel, or is this really needed?
Well, it actually really is needed. It's very easy to think it's coming into winter and they are clubbing together, but that's not the case. The Consumer Council would keep an eye on prices right across the world, and what we do know is that wholesale prices right across Europe are increasing. So it's unfortunately costs which consumers in Northern Ireland have to absorb, but the same in GB, Republic of Ireland, right across Europe, everyone is having to absorb these costs which are passed on by the suppliers whenever the prices do go up, unfortunately.
So what can we do about it?
Well, as you well know, the Consumer Council continues with the message to shop around and get a better deal. Now, it's very easy to look at the increase and think, well, this is nonsense, everyone's doing the same thing. But at the end of the day, it's all relative. There's always savings to be made. At the moment, there's savings up to £100 almost that can be made if you switch supplier. And
really?
What I continue to say is, you know, annually you get your house insurance letter, you get your car insurance letter. People look at it and people phone up and get a better deal. They don't accept it because they know at the end of the year that price goes up. Yet when it comes to our energy costs, we continue to receive the bill in the post. And people don't have the same culture in terms of saying, no, I don't accept this, I want the better deal. And it's all about changing that mindset in Northern Ireland. Well, and that's what we're trying to get people to do. Think about it in the same way you would think about those insurance costs.
Well, I'm delighted to say, and I've waited a year to say this, that you guys have come in here year after year saying, check it. And I did. Last year, I checked it.
Well, then my work is done.
Well, you only got a few thousand others to get. But yeah, I checked it, and surprisingly, and I was with the right supplier. But that was great. I actually thought, yeah, I've done the right thing, and I'm going to do it again this year. But why are we so reluctant to do it? Do people think they've got to change their plugs or something?
People possibly do overthink how simple it actually is. You know, we have 5 electricity suppliers in Northern Ireland. For years we only had the one supplier.
Yeah.
And throughout those years we would moan and complain how it's not fair, about how in GB they have it better than us because there's so much choice and competition.
Mm-hmm.
Then lo and behold, we have that competition. But the mindset from people is not to change. They maybe don't know the name of the other suppliers. They maybe don't trust them because they're in the comfort zone of always having been with the same provider. But what we do know is we work closely with all the suppliers. They're all genuine, they're all legitimate. And if you do decide you want to switch, nothing changes. All the electricity comes down the same wires, goes into the same meter. The only thing that'll change is you'll get a bill from a different company, or if you're a pay-as-you-go customer, you'll get a card from that company with their branding on it. But nothing changes. The lights will not go out.
Fingers crossed the lights won't go out.
They won't go out.
But you know, maybe part of it, I mean, you say about branding. I mean, maybe that is the problem, because I was looking at I've got a list here of the power companies, and I thought, yeah, you know, I could probably only have named 2 of them without a bit of prompting, because it's not really out there in your face how much competition there is it? Or is it just me missing it?
No, you're probably not missing it. You know, we have the 5 electricity suppliers, and, you know, that's Power NI, it's SSE Electricity, it's Electric Ireland, it's Click Energy, and it's Budget Energy. Now, some of those names mightn't be as common to the consumer, the average person, as others, because, you know, maybe there's branding, promotional work goes around some of them. Some of them are maybe smaller. Some of them don't kind of go about advertising in the same way.
Yeah.
But we at the Consumer Council can provide that reassurance to consumers that they've all had to jump through the same hoops, so to speak, in order to get a licence to provide electricity in Northern Ireland. The utility regulator has granted them all a licence, so they're all legitimate and they're all working to the same merits and have to set the same high standards. They all have codes of practice, which the Consumer Council have to publicly sign off on and have to be approved by the regulator. So they all adhere to the same guidelines and they all provide electricity, which is provided by NIE Networks, the same provider. It's just getting the word out there and telling people that there is a better deal for you. You know, we have a price comparison tool on our website.
That's just what I was going to say,
It's 5 easy steps. It'll take less than 60 seconds, and it'll tell you what savings can be made. All you have to have is a copy of your bill, and we'll ask you a few questions about your bill and what tariff you're on, and it'll simply tell you if there's a better offer. And then the ball's in your court. If you decide you want to switch and make some savings, go for it.
Yep.
If you feel it's not for you, I suppose that's the consumer's choice. But we're happy to, you know, take calls from people and talk them through the process and give them any guidance they require.
And your comparison tool, that's got the new rates on it, has it?
Well, it'll currently
would it not have it until
have
the
current live rates, but from the 1st of October when the rates change, they will go up. But in the next coming days, we hope to have something on our website which will give people a guide as to how the rates will look from the 1st of October.
But for sure, from the 1st of October, that's the time. Have a look and it will all be
absolutely
the 1st of October.
Absolutely, on the 1st of October,
dates.
Everything will be live and people will be able to get real-time comparisons.
What about gas?
Well, unfortunately, natural gas has also witnessed an increase, which we know. And as it stands, obviously, not everywhere in Northern Ireland can adhere of natural gas. Quite often households have to reply, well, 60%, 68% of households rely on home heating oil. But for those who are lucky enough to benefit from gas, we have two suppliers in Greater Belfast. Mm-hmm. That's SSC, Airtricity and Firmus. And there is a slight saving, albeit there's not a great deal of difference between the two companies in terms of their price. But one interesting fact, and not a lot of people will realise this, but the natural gas price in Belfast is one of the cheapest in Europe.
Really?
Up until recently, it was as low as second cheapest, although it could be third cheapest now. So quite an interesting fact there, and that's something people would realise. So
how come? Any
we're
idea?
Very fortunate.
Well, just from research.
It's not the most straightforward scenario to explain, because obviously we import the gas from GB. But the one country who are lower than us is Luxembourg, and they have quite a complex system that makes them cheaper. So we're in a very, very good place in terms of natural gas. It's just regrettable that it's not spread throughout the country, so everyone could adhere from its benefits, obviously.
Well, hopefully give
but
it time.
It's good news in that sense, but unfortunately a price increase is never good news for the wider public.
No. Right, oil.
Home heating oil. So yes, 68% of homes still rely on home heating oil, and it's not regulated in the same way as electricity and gas. However, home heating oil is a competitive market. We have over 200 suppliers in Northern Ireland.
200?
200, which is an immense amount considering the size of the province. Every Thursday, the Consumer Council does a spot check on the price of home heating oil. We look for the cheapest, the most expensive, and the average price in different locations right across the country.
Yeah.
So we know, for example, as recently as last Thursday, you could save up to £30-35 if you were purchasing oil from different suppliers on that day.
Now, once again,
£35, and that's simply for a delivery to your home. Now, once again, there's a bit of a mentality where people stick to what they know.
Yeah.
They've been going to the local supplier for 20 years, 30 years, and they continue to do that. But if they were to go onto our website, there's two things they can do. First of all, they can see what other suppliers are available, and they can have a look and consider, well, do they deliver to our area? Quite often they do deliver to other areas. But the one thing it does allow them to do is have a spot check on the prices.
Yes.
So they can go on, see what prices are on that day. They can get an average, cheapest, most expensive. And then they know, if they're phoning around to get a quote for oil, they know what's a good price. So it's a little bit of education for the consumer.
Yeah, and I know, I mean, I don't use oil anymore in my house, but when I used to have oil, I would phone up for a quote, and then I would try and, you know, bargain with them.
Well, that's the whole.
Before I would shop around, and I would do that to three or four people, and yeah, the majority of them would give a bit.
Well, with over 200 suppliers, it is competitive.
They have
it has to be competitive, or it wouldn't work. So you know, we phone around 40 companies every Thursday, and we're getting a differential here of about £30 to £40.
That's
so the savings are there to be made, but once again, it's educating the person to have a think about their costs and realise that there's more to maybe the supplier that the Volvo's been going to.
You say it's £30 to £40, but what sort of volume of oil is that on?
Well, I'm seeing those differences. We do a variation of 300 litres, 500 litres and 900 litres.
Oh, right. So
I'm seeing almost,
to the large,
almost £50 for the 900 litres. I'm seeing just over £30-35 for the 500 litres, and that'll vary from week to week. Because again, oil prices are volatile, you know, and it's maybe based on purchases strategy. Some companies have bought it at a cheaper price, you know, so there's different variables which make up the price. But again, with 200 suppliers, it's great that there's competition.
So really, your site, heating oil, go look at it. That will give you an idea of what you should be paying for your oil. Go have a look at it and use the price comparison for electricity. Gas we're a bit stuck on. But it is the cheapest in Europe, one of the cheapest in Europe.
Absolutely. Our website is www.consumercouncil.org.uk, and it has a whole range of information on a whole plethora of subjects. And we also have a free phone telephone number, which we'll be delighted to take calls on, and we can talk people through anything that's on the website or give them any independent advice. And the number is 0800 121 6022. And we have a great team of people ready and willing to give as much advice as they can and hopefully help consumers in Northern Ireland save money, which is what it's all about.
And I've got to say, your website, and I say every time you guys are on, is one of the best out
there. Delighted to hear that, mate.
So easy to find what you want.